Imagine your retirement plan as a sailing ship moving towards the horizon of rest and relaxation, but what if you spring a leak? And one leak could sink it all. Today, we're going to talk about that with June Horn here on Tag Talks.
This is Tag Talks with June Horn, the CEO and founder of Transition Advisor Group. Join June for insightful conversations about how to successfully chart your retirement journey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the podcast with June Horn and myself here to talk about some overlooked items that might could sink your retirement journey, your retirement ship or boat, if you will. And we certainly don't want to do that. So we're going to highlight some things and hopefully inform you along the way about some items to kind of keep your eyes out for on your journey. June, welcome in. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing good. So you like that little boat analogy? That thought works pretty well for retirement, right?
I do. Yes. I really do. Yeah. So
especially all those commercials we see where everybody's on a boat, you know, in retirement, yachting or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And not everybody can do that and not everybody wants to do that, but
that's right.
It just works really well for that. So on today's episode, let's look at some oversights or some places. I got a couple here that I identified and we talked about running through these for folks. So let's see if we can share some good information here along the way. Let's just start with our buddy longevity, because that's always the number one fear that people have when it comes to their money in general is just outliving it, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you figure out if you're going to have enough? Well, you got to start crunching some numbers. You got to start running some things and you got to stress test this, June, for future possibilities, right? And kind of plan it out for, you know, more years than you maybe think about, like 100 or whatever the case might be, like living to 100, that kind of thing.
Yep. And that's how we do our plans, Mark. We run it out to at least 100. It's not unlikely that people are going to be living to 100, at least one if they're married. They say if you're over 65, there's a very high chance that one of you will live into the 90s at least. So to start off, that's what we want to do. So we take... We want to look at all of your income, all of your expenses, and what your assets are, and how are we going to use those to make them work over that longevity. At the end, we say, okay, this is what you're going to need per year. And at the end, if we have money left over, we know we're good. If we're still in the green, there's sometimes we need to do some adjustments up, though, because they're not living out to be 100. And also, if we have extra funds over here that are green, we know that if an emergency comes up that we aren't counting on, we are okay because we can come over here and work on that. But outliving money is probably the one question that I get from everybody that comes in the office. Am I going to outlive my money? And there's a couple strategies that we can use that will help that. And the one that we use a lot, and people hear the word annuities all the time, and there's lots of different annuities out there. But you want to make sure that you want to make sure you have the right annuity that has an income guaranteed for the rest of your life. And if you don't know how they work, I will glad to show that to you too. Annuities aren't for everybody, but we want to show you that if you are afraid if you're going to outlive your money, that's one of the things that we can use also.
Somebody was telling me, said, think of it because there's typically the four, right? There's multiple kinds of annuities, right? There's fixed indexed and there's variable. Those two tend to get a lot of the press, right? Mm-hmm. But there's also just fixed and right. So, and it said, think of it like if it was there were siblings, the annuities were four siblings or three siblings, whatever you want to do. First one goes to school. It's the variable and it's a troublemaker. Always giving the teacher a hard time, so on and so forth. Well, when the next one comes along, the fixed index, for example, the teacher sees annuity on her docket for a new student and thinks, ugh, this one's going to be trouble just like the last one.
Right.
I thought that was kind of an interesting way to think about it because people tend to hear negatives about something and then assume that that's the case across the board. And to your point, they're not for not everybody's situation is the same. Mm-mm. But don't cut yourself short on getting informed on something that could be the right fit for you. So again, it's all about just getting the information.
And everybody's different. Remember that everybody is different. And annuities are a lot different. The fees are different.
Touch on something you mentioned about, you know, longevity, right? And outliving our money. And you're like, so you come in and you say, you know, you got this much for income and you got this much going out, right? Okay. We all think about that. If we're doing back of the napkin kind of math at home for ourselves and trying to DIY it, we kind of go, all right. So look, $5,000 is what we're spending each month. That's what we need in retirement. Well, our next little item here is our buddy inflation and the relentless creep of it. Well, that $5,000 that you need currently, it's not going to hold. It's not going to be $5,000 a few years from now, especially in the inflationary time that we're in. But even under normal inflation, June, it's going to keep creeping, and you're going to need a lot more than $5,000 down the way.
That's right. And we build inflation in when we're doing your plan, because I always say, even think not moving forward, looking back. Does a loaf of bread cost the same today as it did 10, 15 years ago? Absolutely not. And, we do move forward in the plan. So we do add inflation in there every single time. We usually use about 3.5%. We know that earlier in the year, last year, it was higher than that, but it's starting to come back into, where it should be right now. I don't know.
And people were worried about that.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So like last year, I imagine people were saying, hey, do we need to make adjustments because inflation is so high? Right.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
you know,
and we did.
That's a great point. We did. Right. So at least we're a little bit more aware of inflation. Because if you think about it, like I've always thought of inflation like calories. We all know it's there, but we tend to like ignore it when we really want that cheeseburger. Mm. It's like we just kind of forget about the calories.
Yeah.
And inflation's been that way for a number of years where we know it's there, but we just kind of ignore it. The last 2 years or so, it kind of smacked us and reminded us that it's there.
We couldn't ignore it then, right? We couldn't ignore it. So yeah, we do that. And that's why I said, when we come back into reviews, we need to take a look at that. Do we need to up that inflationary factor and that type of thing? So yeah, we do look at that very closely.
And you've got to think about your portfolio overall. You know, you hear terms like diversification all the time, but you've got to think about your overall buckets of money that you, wherever you might have them. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to have some things that are going to, you know, give you some protection, but you also have to be able to still have some growth because inflation. I mean, that's just, it is what it is.
That's right. Yeah. We need a balance. We need to balance it. And that's what it's all about. Sitting down, getting a plan together, and not using that napkin, Mark, because that doesn't work usually.
No, so. It's great to get you like in the idea. And then you go talk to a professional and go, okay, here's what we're thinking. Now help us like dial it in. Right.
Right.
You know,
and especially men, I don't know, women maybe just aren't spreadsheet people, but I have gentlemen that come in that have a whole spreadsheet all worked out. But that's the one thing it's lacking is that inflation. So
It could be. Yeah. And sometimes taxation as well. Right. And we'll talk about that one in just a second. Yes. Let's talk about the expense. If we're if the topic here is an overlooked issue that could sink the retirement boat, of course, again, outliving the money would be one. Inflation could certainly be one that sinks the boat. Long-term care could be one that certainly sinks the boat. You know, I got nursing home listed, but I know that term is a little older, but whatever form that it might take of long-term care. And here's the thing I wanted to bring up really mostly about this, June, and I'll let you go where you want to with it, but it's not necessarily the person who has the long-term care event that has the bigger problem financially. It's the spouse, right? Because if it depletes your retirement, taking care of one, often the second person left behind is now wiped out.
That's correct. Yeah. And that's a hard place to be, because then they end up having to go on Medicaid, and that's not a pleasant place to be.
Yeah.
And then who does that fall on is your children. And that's very hard for children to have to see that. And so they have one of two choices, let it happen or help pay for it. And again, that's a very high expense for you to expect your children to take care of. So I always recommend when we take a look at the plan, are we able to self-insure, regardless if it's a husband or a wife?
Right.
Or do we need to take a look at some options that can help us get through that if in case it does happen? But what if it doesn't happen and we spent money? Well, there's the long-term care combo. You don't have to worry about that because then the money's there. So if the husband has to go in to long-term care and just use a little bit, the life insurance is there to help the wife after he has, you know, used up some of the money. But if he hasn't used any of it, she still has that as well. And so we really need to protect ourselves as much as we possibly can.
And the numbers are staggering all across the country. And there's obviously different types of events, whether it's the average stay for basic long-term care, which is maybe 2 or 3 years, to something where it, you know, involves mental care, which is like 8 years, right? So it can get pretty daunting.
Yes. And you're right. It is the mental care is what's really the scarier part, because it does go on. They're very healthy, but they're still, I mean, I know a client had a mother who was in long-term care. an assistant living, or I don't think she was in skilled, but she was in it for over 10 years. And so it's a long time. But when you go into skilled, which you had talked about, nursing home, they call it more skilled care right now. That could be $11,000 or more, depending on medications and the type of care you need, a month. It's very, very expensive.
So somebody listening's right, 10 grand a month, I don't even make 10 grand a month, you know, or I'm not spending that. Like, how are we supposed to do that? So self-insuring feels like that's right out the window. Mm-hmm. And then you think, well, then long-term care insurance, but God, that's so costly. Like and so what people wind up doing, and this is how the issue sinks your retirement, is they just don't talk about it. Or they go, well, you know what? We'll just take care of each other. Yeah. And you kind of alluded to that on a prior podcast a couple of weeks ago we did. And it's a sweet, lovely, noble sentiment to say, I'll take care of you, you take care of me. But the reality is, I'm 230 pounds. My wife, she can't pick me up now. Right, how is she going to pick me up when she's 70?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And she's in a weaker state too at that point in time. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So we either have to give in to go into a lower cost place or Medicaid, or having our children come in and having to help us. So there's options, but sometimes the options are not fun. You know, they're hard at that point in time.
For sure.
So planning is definitely needed in that area.
So let's finish up, June, with taxes. Are taxes going to be, you know, everybody loves to ask this question. Are they going to stay the same or are they going to go up? Well, guess what? If Congress does nothing, which they're great at, they're going up, right? That's so right. A lot of people may not realize in 2026, they're going back up to the prior tax code because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will expire. That's so right. You got a good chance that your tax rates are going up regardless.
A good chance, I think a positive. I think it's going to happen because how can it not is what I say. So there's a couple things that we can look at to try to help you with that. And and I have a book called Power Zero, which is really good. And I have another one also that if you need a copy or you need more information, if you come into the office, I can make sure you get one. But they talk a lot about Roth conversions. And, you know, when we think about Roth conversions, and I'm not a CPA, want to give that disclosure right now, but I can walk you through some tax strategies that you can take to your CPA and have them look at and make sure that they feel good about it. Because accountants don't really do the strategies. Whatever you give them is what they do your taxes.
Yeah, they're looking at history, right? It's everything that's happened. Yeah.
We need to take a look at things ahead of time and set up a plan with some tax strategies. And the Roth conversion is probably one of the most common ones that we think about now because there's so much 401k money, there's so much IRA money that we can convert that into a Roth. And when we talk about that, just generally talking about it, people go, I'm not paying all those taxes. Well, you're either going to pay them now or you're going to pay them later. But
yeah, exactly.
When you see it into a written plan and then the monies that you can save, not only for yourself, but also for your heirs, it makes a lot of sense many times.
That's a great point. And I get it, right? Because we all have that kind of sticker shock thing, right? And we think, I don't want to pay. So you hear the funny joke about people will say, oh, I won the lottery. Oh, I got to pay taxes on that money, right? Yeah. So it's, you know, glass half empty, half full kind of thing.
Right.
So one way or the other, the government wants their money from this account that you've got, this retirement account. So yeah, to your point, do you want to pay it later? Or when you don't know what the tax rates are going to be.
That's right.
More than likely up. Or do you want to pay it now? Mm-hmm. And while you know what they are, kind of the devil that you know, so to speak, right? And you kind of do it now. But you also definitely want to have a system and a strategy to your point, June, because you don't want to bump yourself up a tax bracket. And you want to do this systematically because sometimes people get very gung-ho when they see this information and they go, well, let's convert it all. And it's like, well, that might not be the best idea. Let's have a strategy.
Yeah. Like, again, back to that plan, you really need to have a plan in place to get that accomplished. And we will sit down with you and work you through that. And again, I'm not a CPA. I don't profound to be one, but I can help you to show you the strategies that we can get in place that can help you get that accomplished as well.
And people may have heard, a lot of people refer to it as Rothing over time.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be something if you've heard that kind of term. So just kind of familiarize yourself with it. And again, that's the point of maybe, you know, doing the success kit, the retirement toolkit there,
correct,
or coming in for a consultation or attending an event so you can learn more stuff. This stuff's complimentary. So why wouldn't you, right? Like, why wouldn't you get a little bit more financial information for yourself?
Right.
and get started today. So we're going to wrap it up there. A good conversation. We don't want to sink the retirement ship. So there was a couple of things to think about to hopefully avoid some icebergs, if you will.
There you
some
go.
Financial icebergs, if you will. So if you need some help, always reach out to June and her team. You can find them again at tag-pa.com. That's tag-pa.com. She is the CEO and the founder at Transition Advisor Group. And June, always appreciate your time.
Yeah, you too, Mark. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next time right here on the podcast. This has been Tag Talks, charting your retirement journey.
Thanks for joining us on Tag Talks. Don't forget to like today's video and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcasting app so you never miss an episode. And if you have any questions, call Transition Advisor Group at 717-718-5790 and connect online at tag-pa.com. Transition Advisor Group, Tag-PA, is a company that includes Transition Planning Associates, an insurance brokerage. Our company provides retirement income planning expertise to individuals and businesses in central Pennsylvania, plus licensed in Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and Texas. Transition Advisor Group will help you potentially protect your assets, increase your income, reduce your taxes, provide growth with stability and income you cannot outlive. We at Transition Advisor Group partner with you to put all the proper income planning steps in place for a successful retirement. Licensed insurance professional. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. By contacting us, downloading booklets, or attending events, you may be offered a meeting to discuss how our insurance and other services can meet your retirement needs. The presenters of this information are not associated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. The information contained herein is based on our understanding of current tax law. The tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional tax advice for applicability to your personal situation.